Like to acknowledge my co-authors on this project, and one of them is actually present today, but Dr. Rutledge, but then there are five others of us who are working on this project. I'd also like to acknowledge the support that we received from HRSA. This is HRSA funding, and it's a three-year grant that's targeted to enhance cultural competency of baccalaureate prepared nurses. And so we're in our second year and moving along nicely. The objectives for this presentation, basically to talk about some of the factors that influence positive and negative outcomes for elderly African-American women, look at strategies for enhancing the cultural competency using simulated experiences, and then also to list some challenges encountered by providers when caring for an elderly African-American woman. Just as a background, and probably a lot of this information you're familiar with in terms of changing demographics that's associated with the increased numbers of individuals of color, you know, that we can expect. As indicated here, you know, Hispanics, the Hispanic population is the largest growing ethnic group. And by the year 2030, African Americans will represent about 13%, Hispanics 18.9%, and whites 60.5% of the general population. In our area, Hampton Roads, which is southeastern Virginia, we see, you know, somewhat of a different composition. African Americans make up the largest minority group, representing about 44% of the population, with 48% whites and about 3.8% of Hispanics. Other population trends, especially looking at, you know, the aging individuals, seniors have been identified as the fastest growing group in the population. And in 2000, there were 35 million over 65. And we expect to see a doubling of that number by the year 2030. And so, in other words, you know, one in five Americans will be 65 and older. People are living longer. And what we can expect is that, you know, there will be different demands on the social and health services industry. According to the National Health Interview Survey, you know, these health conditions occur most often for individuals in the older age group. The health conditions, all of them represented here, are chronic conditions, which means that there will be a significant amount of resources that will be necessary over an extended period of time to accommodate, you know, individuals with these conditions. We know about chronic conditions, that these are conditions that are managed, they aren't cured, and so as I mentioned, you know, this will represent a significant investment of resources in manpower and otherwise. For our group two, looking at women specifically, women are represent over half of the diabetics. Minorities are two times more likely to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Obesity is a risk factor for diabetes, hypertension, and neuroskeletal problems, musculoskeletal problems, and ultimately, you know, prevalence of obesity is highest among women and minorities. In our project, we elected to use the cultural competency model described by Josie Campina-Bacot, and according to the model, there are five different phases of the process. And beginning with the desire to be involved with an individual, you know, from a different ethnic and cultural background, and then you move next to enhancing your awareness and knowledge and skill, and then further on to the highest level of the encounter would be the encounter phase. In our project, we elected to use a virtual hospital as the location for, I guess you could say, populating our, providing some means to house our different clients. And Monarchs represents the mascot for our university, the Old Dominion Monarchs, and so we call our hospital Monarch General Hospital. And in the hospital, it's populated with several different, several different ethnic groups. And the project supports us being able to develop specific case scenarios for nine different groups, and with the capacity to expand further as we go along. In the hospital, we have different sections similar to what you might find in a real hospital setting, that there is different floors associated with the specialty units. There is the acute aspect of the hospital, and then the ambulatory care or ambulatory clinic. One of the benefits of having the virtual hospital is that it allows the students to have, you know, unlimited exposure to certain selected encounters, and we don't have to rely on selected situations in order to be able to provide the exposure experience for the students. Okay. Monarch General Hospital was developed in the three phases. It first began with a computer instruction program that was a text-based system, and basically it was static. Students would see a picture of an individual who was described as a patient. They would be able to read or access, you know, the history information about the individual, and then they would type in different questions in the process of conducting a history and physical exam, you know, and get some different cues to progress through the interview process. And the system is set up to respond to certain key terms that would be expected and associated with conducting the history and physical that would serve to move the student forward in the interview process, or if the incorrect response was provided, then the reply would come back, I don't understand your question. And so then it would redirect the student. Okay. And so students get to be would be introduced to all phases of components of a patient unit. They would have the opportunity to receive a direct report, would have the opportunity to review the patient records and charts, and then also, you know, have an assignment. But there were limitations with the text-based system. One of the main limitations is that it didn't provide for the nonverbal cues that are vital to a history and physical exam, and then there wasn't the opportunity for students to be able to respond to those nonverbal cues, and then also to be able to query a little further, you know, beyond what the text-based system offered. And so, you know, and so this basically is how, you know, the student could access the hospital through their personal or school computers at any location, you know, and it was password protected, or it is password protected. And some of, you know, in terms of the interactive virtual patient assignment, you know, there are specific course requirements specified. It provided an opportunity for students to have this exchange, and then there was also a mechanism built in for members of the class to engage in some discussion chat rooms, and then they could come back after submitting the assignment, have discussions in class to further clarify some of their responses. the benefits, you know, and this is, you know, the text-based system, you know, the faculty can evaluate both the process and the presentation. There was opportunity for repetitive interviews, and we could focus more on, you know, developing an, or at least defining an accurate assessment. So moving next to, you know, what's beyond the text-based and some of the virtual aspects was a standardized patient. We had an opportunity to, which is the third phase of the system, involves using the standardized patients. And these are patient actors that are trained in a particular case scenario. And when we first started, you know, in one of our earlier grants, looking for opportunities for students to have encounters with individuals from different cultural backgrounds, we began work with the medical school in the city, and reviewing the cases that they had on file of scenarios associated with the standardized patients, found that they had very limited numbers or almost no cases that reflected individuals from diverse backgrounds. And so we began to work with them in terms of enhancing their repertoire of cases and began to provide them with the scenarios that represented individuals from different backgrounds. The patients are scripted according to a scenario that the faculty member has in mind. And so we provide the expert context that's to be acted out, and then the students would have the opportunity to engage with the patient in a one-to-one interaction. The benefits that this provided is that students are recorded during this interaction. They have the opportunity of a recorded DVD that they can take away and review for a self-evaluation. They are also provided with the opportunity to be evaluated by the SP, the standardized patients, in terms of what was done that actually served to promote a better interaction. And then they also were able to point out some things that were less than favorable during this exchange. Okay. We wanted to move to another step, because one of the things about organizing the encounters with the standardized patients, it involved the students having to go to a separate facility to schedule and arrange for the sessions to occur, and it didn't provide for any time anywhere experience. And so our latest aspect associated with the incorporating the standardized patients is to have recorded video clips. And so those video clips will serve to populate the hospital, and we've elected to use video clips of individuals representing different cultural backgrounds. And so that way we are able to provide similar experience across the program for all students, and we're not limited to, you know, just selected.